Intermediate Meditation. This is Aratima. Maybe you already have been meditating for a while. If you have, then you can move from the beginners to intermediate meditation. This means that you will be meditating more than 15 minutes. You will be meditating about half an hour, once or twice a day. Better would be twice a day. It is advisable to still start for a little bit with the graphics, with the diagrams, or yantras as they're called, and to focus on them, and then learning to just be still in your mind as you're gazing at the yantra, because there's also healing that takes place. So you can build that in here and there. But if you're used to meditating, just go right into your half an hour of meditation. Now, what I suggest is that we're going deeper into the core work. And in order to develop properly, we need to focus on different parts of the core at different times, varying the meditation and the focus. What I mean is that one day, as you sit down, you put your attention on your heart chakra, which you've already done. And as you're doing the psychic meditation practice, the psychic development practice, because when you put your attention on the heart chakra, you will be developing your psychic abilities. There's a lot of love, there's joy, there's a sense of well-being, there's your balance. Now you also need to develop the roots, the power center. So that's the navel center. So then the next day you rotate and you go and put your attention on the navel center. You can put your hand on your lower belly and just feel that area. And of course, the attention is inside, not really on top of the skin where your hand is touching, but find that spot inside. It's the place that you're practicing during the core meditation. It's all along the central line. And you just stay there. You stop thoughts. You just stay there and you put your attention on it, even if it's just for a minute or two. And if your attention wanders, you just go back. It might help to visualize a light there. And then you just imagine that light there and you hold your attention in that way. The same thing you can do at the heart chakra. You can visualize a light there. Now the next day, you want to go up to the third eye. That's between your eyebrows and a little bit above inside the skull, literally where the pineal gland is. You put your attention there, and that's the center of wisdom, because balance and power without wisdom doesn't mean very much. So we have to have wisdom to apply and to navigate the energy that we have. So you meditate on that center in the middle of the head. You just put your attention there and you stay there, and you don't allow your mind to wander. If this is very difficult, you can go back to the beginner's meditation and use mantras. Now, what you can also do is right before you sit down and are starting your meditation, let's say you go Monday, you put your attention on the heart, Tuesday on your power center, Wednesday on the third eye, and then you go back down to the heart, the power center. And you can also alternate, it doesn't have to be so specific that you count exactly the days. Maybe you just feel like today your awareness seems to be hanging out at the third eye. Well, just stay there. Don't force it to go somewhere else, because there's going to be an organic development, a maturation as you as consciousness that goes on, and you can follow that. But if it seems like it's kind of nowhere, then just kind of go there where maybe you haven't meditated for a while, and just go down to that particular spot. So you have your place where you meditate and your time, you know, maybe in the morning when you get up, it's a good time. And you sit down and you start to chant Om, just to tune in. So you chant Om, and you do that 7 times. Then you're still, and you have your attention on that particular center that you want to meditate that day. You may also use a different sound. It's a seed sound, and it goes like this. Shring. Shring. As you can hear, this sound brings the energy from the bottom part of your body all the way up to the head, the top. And you can use that if you feel low energy, if you feel a little down. It really purifies the energies, it brings it up, and it's a nice way to also find yourself into a higher state of meditation. It might work very well if you're going to meditate on your third eye or the heart. It really depends what's going on with you. Now, how do you meditate? How much effort do you put in and how much letting go happens? So there's a balance of having your attention there and then also letting go. So it's both. It's a focus, a hanging, like a decision that you're there. There's a decision. And then there's also a relaxation and letting yourself just be there. It should be quite pleasant. At the same time, what might not be pleasant is that there's all this disturbance. And that is the work part, where you have to put effort in order to bring yourself back to what you want to do. Because you are training yourself to not be all over the place, so that life doesn't just swallow you up and you're completely out of control and disease and unhappiness happens and suffering. So you try that once a day or twice a day better, every day, just regular meditation, something you just do like showering and brushing your teeth. So it becomes part of your life. And if there's a lot of resistance, process it. Use your processing material and look at that. The desire to meditate, the fear to meditate, the desire to do something else. What would it be that you would like to do instead? And the fear of whatever that is, and give it up. So you can also integrate those two, because if you're really, really stuck, you might actually do a square right before you start. Or if you have intense emotions, do a triangle before you start. So you do that as an intermediate meditation for the next 3 months and keep your journal like as spiritual experiences. Anything that is very noteworthy, anything that felt amazing or you had a particular experience, you can note that down. Or just describing how it was really good, you discovered something, write that down. But do not look for an experience. Do not look for and experience it. Most of what's happening in meditation is a cleaning up, it's a showering. It's like looking for the dirt. That's not important. Having visions and all these things are not important right now. For what's most important right now at this point in your development is to basically have the ability to still your mind and to have that power and mastery. So keep doing that and begin to fall in love with that challenge. Make a decision that this is what you'd like to do, that this is what you like. And you will be able to move into these different realms that will open up particular qualities inside you and powers and abilities. Meditation is the doorway to superhuman abilities. And note in your journal what it's like to meditate on the power center. What is it like to meditate on the heart center? And what is it like to meditate on the third eye center? So once you finish with your meditation, you want to keep the first 15 minutes sacred. You're very open, you're very expanded, you're very elevated, your frequency is much higher than before the meditation. During that time, you want to allow yourself to integrate what happened. Some people like to lie down on their back, on the floor, or on the couch, whatever you want to do, and integrate the energies that are mobilized. But that's not absolutely necessary. You might, though, want to maybe read something, some spiritual literature, or something uplifting, or just gaze out of the window or garden a little bit, or just bring your attention to elevated thinking. And spend the next 15 minutes after meditation like that. And you will notice it's almost like it seals the meditation and that vibration of frequency. These 15 minutes that you dedicate specifically to keep yourself in an elevated state, they seal the meditation, they conclude it, and they keep you at that high level. And you will notice that it's way more difficult to fall out of that higher state as you go about your life. So next time you meditate, again, you meditate and you seal that state. And in that way, you keep climbing and climbing, climbing to higher vibratory state and abilities. It makes a very, very big difference than allowing yourself to get up from your chair and getting into the world where there is conflict and the news are on and whatever else is going on, and you're very wide open. So you don't want to do that. Even rub your hands and just rub them over your face and your crown chakra and just down your arms and feet and legs and feet, and then spend those 15 minutes in a sacred attitude and state. So keep steady and enjoy your meditation.